in introducing the celebratory and song of praise and thanksgiving that the Jewish people sang after they had finally been free of their Egyptian tormentors. They're on the other side of the Yam, and the Egyptians have been drowned in the sea. Of course, the opening, the introduction to this famous song is Oz Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael. And Moshe and the Jewish people sang. However, the rabbis in the Medrash and Shmos Rabba, Parsha Chaf Gimel, are sensitive to this seemingly innocuous phrase. After all, later in Sefer Bamidbar, we will read a song that the Jewish people sang in praise of the well, the Be'er, the miraculous source of water that they had in the desert. And there the Pasuk says, Oz Yashir Moshe V'Yisrael. Moshe and the Jewish people sang, but there's no mention of the word Uvenei. If you can convey the same meaning with the words Moshe V'Yisrael, the Medrash is bothered. In our Parsha, why does it say Moshe Uvnei Yisrael? And the Medrash explains that, in fact, this is an allusion to the fact that there was Bnei, there were children who played a unique and prominent role in this song at the banks of the Yamsuf. What children, what role did they play, and why did they play such a special role? So the Medrash tells us, in fact, that these were none other than the young boys who had miraculously survived the decree of death that Paro had levied against all Jewish babies. As we know, the Jewish baby boys were considered a threat because Paro had seen from his sorcerers that a savior for the Jewish people, a young man, would come, and therefore he had decreed all the baby boys should be killed. So we know the story of how Moshe survived, but what about everyone else who was of his generation? How was it? We know that Moshe wasn't the only boy, the only man of his age. How could there have been any? Why weren't they all drowned? So the Medrash tells an incredible and dramatic story, how the mothers, when they were close to giving birth, would go out into the forest. And under the protective cover of the forest and the trees, they would give birth to the babies there. But they couldn't stay in the forest. After all, the Egyptian secret police were always watching. They knew which women were pregnant, which were close to term, and who were supposed to be giving birth. And they would regularly be checking in the houses. That's how they used to find the baby boys, unfortunately, who they did successfully kill, murder, and drown. And therefore, if the mother just disappeared, having been known to be a woman who was close to expecting, obviously the Egyptian police would have known something was up. So they had to return home, and they had to leave their children, their newborn babies, in the forest. And the Medrash describes how the mothers, before taking leave of their babies, let out what can only be described as one of the most powerful and heart-wrenching tefillos in all of Jewish history. Says the Medrash, the mothers cry out, Ribon Ha'olam, Master of the Universe, Ani Asiti Es Shali, Ata Asei Et Shalcha. Hashem, we did everything we could. We kept our marriages together, even though many of the men wanted to divorce because they were so depressed and had given up hope by the Egyptian decrees. We kept the marriages together. Bezchus Nashim Tzidkaniyos. We had families. And now we've done everything we could as a heroic Jewish mother to not only give birth, but to hopefully preserve the life of our newborn baby boy. But we can't do any more. Whether this baby boy survives or not, Hashem, it's up to you. We're leaving it in your hands. Says the Medrash, Hashem was so moved by this incredibly powerful and emotional prayer of the mothers that he himself, kaviyachal, as it were, Hashem came down into the forest. He cut the umbilical cord. He washes the baby of all of the natural gook that was on them from the birth. He puts them together, so to speak, wraps them up, swaths them, takes care of them, makes sure that they're physically intact. And then, before leaving, he provides them miraculous sources, both of protection and of sustenance. He provides a type of oil which they can smear on their skin, which will protect them from the elements, as well as honey or some other form of simple food that they would be able to eat and sustenance that they would be able to survive. And it's not clear from the Medrash how long this lasted, but at some point the babies were no longer babies anymore, and because they had grown up to a certain age, they were no longer under the threat of the decree of drowning. After all, the decree to drown the babies was dafka that, for babies. Once they were just little boys or slightly older than that, they were no longer in danger of the decree of Paro. And therefore, says the Medrash, Kevuch hayu gedolin, hayu nichnasin lebatein elz avosein. They knew that it was safe for them to come out of the forest and they would come back home. Could you imagine the sheer shock and unmitigated joy of these parents who had no idea what had happened to their sons? They had just left them in the forest. And now, sometime later, it's hard to know whether it's months or years, but sometime later, they come back home. They've survived. They're there. Unbelievable. And the parents are obviously fascinated. They're curious. Shalin lehem miyaya zakuklam. How did you survive all these years in the forest? And the Medrash says that the children said something incredible. Bochur echad nao meshubach hayorev osa lehem kol tarchenu. We don't know who it was, but some nice, young, handsome man came and took care of us and did everything we needed. In other words, says the Medrash, when God came down to the forest to miraculously provide for these children, he took the guise, as it were. He appeared to the children as if he was a young man. But of course, it was really Hashem, but he appeared to them as if he was just a stranger, a do-gooder, a nice young man who was helping them. Says the Medrash in conclusion, V'kevin shebo Yisrael liyam, now the Jewish people are standing on the banks of the Yamsuf, haya osin tinokos sham, v'heim rolo kadosh baruch hu v'yam, the same children who had survived, who are now grown up, they are at the Yam like all the other members of the Jewish people, and they are all incredibly thankful and full of praise and thanksgiving to Hashem for doing this incredible miracle, splitting the sea, drowning the Egyptians, and they also want to call out and sing. And we know from Chazal in many places that the entire Jewish people, from the lowest of the low all the way up to the highest of the high, in Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, they had an unbelievable, transcendental, prophetic experience at the Yam Suf, which is unparalleled in all of history. They truly saw God, whatever that means, we don't really understand, but they truly saw God on a level that no other mass group of people had ever seen God in history, never before, and never repeated. And there, at that moment of clarity, these children all of a sudden realize, Hidchilu Omrim Lavoseim, Zehu Oso Shahaya Osa Lano Kol Osan Hadvarim Kshayinu B'Mitzrayim. All of a sudden they realize they had this moment of awareness and recognition for the first time, that this young boy, the young man who had been taking care of them all those years in the forest, it was none other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Medrash, until that moment they didn't realize, but only then they saw with such clarity who Hashem was, and it was a certain level of clarity. They saw Hashem again as that young man, and they realized all that time ago, it was Hashem who had been taking care of them. And that's what the Pasuk says later on in Azyashir, Zeh Keli Vanvehu, this is my God and I will praise Him. They were able to see God with such clarity more than anyone else, and they led the praise of the Jewish people there.